Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Ho, ho, ho. It's the Friday before Christmas.
And there's lots going on here in Waco.
I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU. This will be the last Act Locally Waco on the radio for 2019.
Yes, we'll have a short holiday hiatus, but we have plenty of events coming up this week and next to highlight. The first being the 4th Annual Feast in the East. In its first 3 years, the Feast in the East has provided the East Waco community with over 2,500 meals and at least 3,000 articles of clothing for keeping warm. Today's feast, hosted by the East Waco Empowerment Project, will take place at the City of Waco Multipurpose Center at historic Paul Quinn Campus on Elm Avenue. Hours are from 2 to 6 p.m., and any money raised will go directly towards offsetting the cost of the feast and providing new hats, gloves, and coats for neighbors who need them.
Wild Imaginings is a new theater group in town, and tonight is opening night for their Christmas production, Christmas at Christie's.
It's an immersive show, which means the line is blurry between party and performance. It is written by local Waco artists, and it's full of Christmas memories, movies, traditions, and heartfelt stories. The show starts at 7 p.m. this evening and will take place at the Mission Waco Jubilee Theater at 15th and Concord. Tickets are $12 for adults and $7 for children.
If you can't make it there tonight, there will be another show tomorrow at 7 and an afternoon matinee Sunday at 2.
A Charlie Brown Christmas with its terrific Vince Guaraldi soundtrack first appeared on December 9, 1965. If you, like me, have years of happy memories associated with that music, you will be happy to hear that the Dave Wild Trio will be performing music from the Charlie Brown Christmas Songbook tonight at Classy Glass.
The show starts at 8:30, so grab your favorite beagle and head downtown for a Charlie Brown Christmas on Austin Avenue.
Tomorrow from 9 to 1, I hope you will come see me at the Waco Downtown Farmers Market. Act Locally Waco will be in the community tent collecting new and used Legos or donations to buy Legos for the J.H. Hines Elementary After School Academy. We will also be selling the last few copies of Miss Bean's newfangled nursery rhymes, so please stop by and say hello and make a donation to the Lego Fund.
If you don't already know how to make tamales, you can learn how tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow from 9 to noon, Primera Iglesia Bautista Waco is hosting their first tamalada. They are inviting the whole community to the church to learn how to make tamales. This should be a wonderful and delicious event. Primera Iglesia Bautista is located at 510 North 4th Street.
And if you've been wishing for a new comedy club in Waco, that wish has come true.
Waco's newest comedy club, the Silo District, will have its first show on New Year's Eve. This will be a catered event, and food and drinks are included with your ticket. Your comedians for the evening will be Landry and Cam Bertrand, who have both been featured on Comedy Central. The show will take place at 6 p.m. Tickets are $60. The Silo District is located at 324 South 6th Street.
Also, the Brazos Theater presents Murder at the Caterpillar Club, a New Year's Eve murder mystery dinner and dance.
Set in the Roaring Twenties, the mystery will unfold at the Waco Hilton. Hors d'oeuvres, a three-course meal, cocktails, music from the Texas Heatwave Band, party favors, and a champagne toast are all included in the price of admission. Tickets are $139. It all begins at 6:30.
Another New Year's option is the 2019 Bark and Ball. It's the major fundraiser for Fuzzy Friends Rescue. The theme is Winter Wonderland. You can ring in the new year with delicious food and music and a raffle that includes 52 weeks of dining, a Texas Rangers suite package, and much more.
The ball takes place at the Waco Convention Center, and single tickets are $200.
Whatever you do for New Year's Eve, be sure to stay safe. Remember, Waco Transit offers safe rides home from 6 p.m. until 3 a.m. within the Waco urban area. Call Waco Transit to schedule your ride today. For more information, visit the Waco Transit Facebook page.
If you are looking to start off your new year on the right foot, you can join the wonderful folks at Mother Neff State Park for their annual First Day Hike. You'll get to hike through the open prairie and learn about efforts to help restore this valuable native habitat. You'll also visit the remnants of the old Civilian Conservation Corps camp base and learn about their role in developing Mother Neff State Park. The hike is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-registration is required. Call the park to save your spot. It's an easy hike of approximately 1.5 miles on a relatively flat and even surface. The hike will begin at the prairie parking loop.
And lastly, the Chipping of the Green Tree Recycling Day will be January 4th.
If you have a real Christmas tree, don't forget to dispose of it properly so it doesn't end up in the landfill. Drop your tree off at Paul Tyson Field on Lake Air Drive. It will be chipped and repurposed. Volunteers will help you get your tree off of or out of your car, and you will go home with a freshly scented bag of mulch and a baby tree sapling.
The Chipping of the Green is open to anyone, no proof of residency required.
Although we won't be back on the radio until January 10th, you can always see the calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
And a Happy New Year.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.